now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Well, this week on the show, we're going to be talking to my favourite pianist right behind Oscar Peterson and Liberace. Joining me on the show, James Spencer and his album Nightfall. We'll talk about that. Some news on the spreading of the lounge sound. Plus, we'll talk about authentic Nazis and an auction of some Sammy Davis memorabilia, which has some interesting things in it. More on that a little bit later on. Right now, latest from Clouseau. This is Kumar on the Cocktail Nation.
This is the Cocktail Nation. Thanks to Ultraswank.net.
Chantons tout papa papa da papa da papa. Nos quasi quoi papa 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 da papa. Comme une chance, comme un espoir, comme papa papa da papa da papa. Nos quasi quoi papa 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 da papa. Encore une fois, papa, 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 tout recommence, la vie repart. Combien de joie, bien de drame, et voilà, c'est une longue histoire. Enfourger le drame du hasard. ba 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 da ba ba da ba da no così qua ba 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 da ba ba da ba da comme une chance comme un espoir chance qui passe là chance pour toi et
Nation with Coop Cooper, lounge leader Janet Seidel, and a man and a woman. Joining me on the show with the release of his latest album, Nightfall, it is James Spencer to talk about this noir piano album that is just superb. He joins me on the show. James, I tell you what, you've been working very, very hard on these releases of late.
Yeah, I put out 4 albums in the last year here. I've been real blessed with that. What I thought with Nightfall, which was sort of interesting how that developed, is I had recorded Blue Gardenia, which I so thank you for playing on the show, and I got such wonderful feedback from your listeners on that. And Blue Gardenia was sort of this romantic album of music inspired by film noir, as you know, and a lot of the more lush songs like Laura and Time Goes By was on that album. And I thought that, you know, I wanted to do something a little bit darker in style. And I thought, well, I started, you know, there was what's called Noir City, which is in L.A. at the movie festival of film noir. And I went to that and saw all these, you know, great film noirs, and I sort of got inspired by, you know, more of the male characters of film noir. And it sort of gave me some ideas, and I started working with that. And I also thought, this time I want to write original music. And one reason for doing that is just, as you know, with international sales, you know, the royalty rights for using cover tunes are getting, you know, kind of high when you, you know, you do streaming and different things. So I thought, I'm going to write, you know, more original material. And then what happened is some really great opportunities came through. I connected with a friend who had the very last sketch that Billy Strayhorn wrote before he passed away. And I go, wow, that would be a great theme for a track. And another friend of mine sent me a Johnny Mercer tune that was never released. And I thought, wow, I can use that. That would be kind of interesting. And it just started to kind of flow together. So I'm really happy with the results.
So which one was, which track is the one that, the Mercer track which hadn't been released?
Bittersweet, and it was a song that was written in Georgia by Matt Corder with Johnny Mercer, and a lot of people might not know, but Johnny Mercer was from Savannah, Georgia, and you know, wrote a lot of material that never got released. And so I found this song, and it sounded perfect film noir music, and you know, kind of made my own arrangement for it, and yeah, I'm happy with it. You know, also the album to the title Nightfall, I had saw this wonderful old film noir from Colombia that was not all that well known. It's with Anne Bancroft and Aldo Rey, and again, the title Nightfall. And Peter DeRose, who wrote the song Deep Purple, wrote the title song for that. And I was looking online, I'm going, wow, since that movie, nobody's ever released that song. And so I, you know, talked with the management, you know, Peter DeRose's management people, and got, you know, the use of the theme to kind of develop into the title track you played last week, you know, with Thank You, you know. So, yeah, I just thought it all kind of worked together. It was interesting for me, too, because I feel that there's a lot of classical compositions, too, of 20th century composers that are sort of jazzy. Yeah. And, you know, like for example, Lotus Land by Cyril Scott is a exotica standard, you know. So I wanted to use some of Cyril Scott's music again. I found these two Parisian numbers that just have that sort of noir feel. And then I used a piece by Poulenc, who was a French composer in the 30s and 40s. And Poulenc actually wrote the title song that was used in the movie Rope by Hitchcock. So I thought, okay, that kind of fits the idea. And it's sort of, so it's kind of a nice blending of a lot of different styles that I play, and has a little bit of blues, a little bit of cool, a little bit of bop, a little bit of rhapsodic ballad, you know. So it was sort of an interesting shift for me, and again, it was sort of kind of different for me to go into a darker place. I usually write, you know, or play much more, you know, happier romantic music. And I thought this was a very moody album and a very kind of smoky nightclub, late night album, you know.
One of the reasons I love your music is because there's nobody doing what you do. I mean, we've got a lot of, you know, lounge and exotica bands, you know, that are, you know, multi-instrumental. There's really nobody doing, apart from yourself, doing piano. And, of course, that fits, you know, right into the genre. So it's a nice thing to be able to play something very, very different on piano. And, of course, you know, I mean, people like, you know, Liberace and whatnot, you know, I mean, they certainly fit into the mold as well. So it's nice to have somebody like you who comes along and says, well, I'm going to, you know, release some albums that are strictly on piano.
Thank you so much. I greatly appreciate that. I greatly believe that. I feel, you know, I'm good friends with a lot of the, you know, jazz pianists, like, you know, Diana Krall. They're all, you know, people like that. And they're doing great things. And I just kind of said, well, that's what everybody's doing. I want to go back to the cocktail piano tradition and stay solo. And I had so many people say, well, you're not going to sell albums that way. You should kind of do trios and things, which I've done in the past. But I, you know, I feel there is, I want to keep that legacy alive. I think, you know, just going back to basics, you know, like when you go listen to, just, you know, George Shearing on, you know, or Bill Evans, solo piano, Oscar, you know, Art Tatum, and you go, you know, and I think, I want to keep that tradition alive. And I, you know, I've gotten such beautiful feedback, specifically from your show and your listeners. I made, you know, so thank you. I made all kinds of new friends from all around the world from your show. And I get that great feedback. A lot of people have said exactly that. You know, thank you so much for, you know, doing a solo piano album that brings back those wonderful days of Liberace. Or, you know, I remember, I got wonderful. There's a gentleman who listened to your show, wrote me, like, oh, I used to go to the Redondo Beach Lighthouse and hear Bill Evans and hear, you know, Bobby Troup just play solo piano alone with leather instruments and things like that. And I've always been interested in intimacy between the listener and the artist. And that's another reason why I specifically like Julie London, too, when I wrote my book, is there's a few artists out there that really took it down to, you know, Julie would just play with a guitar, you know, just her and a guitar.
Yeah.
And, you know, I kind of, you know, so thank you. Yeah, I think that's very viable, and that's kind of what I'm, you know, wanting to do too.
Yeah, well, I think the other interesting part about it too is that for many of us who've been listening to cocktail jazz for many years, I mean, it reflects two modes of feelings. You know, one might be isolation, one might be loneliness, one might be, just being by yourself and having a quiet night, and another one might be you know, having a gal over and having a romantic night, you know.
Exactly. And, you know, that's why I, you know, with this album too, like I said, I call Blue Gardenia my femme fatale, and I call Nightfall my, lonely guy, or, the film noir hero. And, like Shooting the Moon on there, that, you know, that little quirky number I put on there, that stride, was completely based on, like, Dan Duryea and his sort of weasel characters he used to play, you know. And I kind of pulled songs from different, you know, the last song I did on the album, the Midnight Melancholy, which is on the Billy Strayhorn theme. To me, it sounded just like Scarlet Street with Edward G. Robinson. You know, it had that isolation. And I feel that sometimes when we go into those darker emotions, it helps people to get their feelings out. They've had a bad day and things. So I've noticed that, you know, a lot of people say stay away from, you know, moody music. But, you know, I look back at some of my favorite music, like Karen Carpenter back in the 70s, and, you know, she sang sad songs. And I think sometimes having a good cry or allowing those darker feelings to come up can be, you know, very healing. I've had a lot of people say, wow, I was listening to your album late at night, and you know, it was so ethereal, and it brought up some, you know, a breakup or something, and it kind of helped me get through it or whatever. So I think that can be useful, you know, too. One number I did, which was really kind of funny for me, is that, you know, it's sort of an inside joke, is I did, with Broadway shows, I was in West Side Story and played both Bernardo, you know, the Sharks, as well as Riff of the Jets, you know. Yeah. So someone said, well, why don't you do some bebop improv? And I thought, you know, I'm just going to give it a sexually charged name. I called it Pocket Rocket. You know, I read out of the line from Cool, you know, got a rocket in my pocket. Stay cool and cool. You know? So I thought that was kind of funny. A lot of people, you know, my friends got the joke, and they thought that was sort of a kind of you know, unexpected thing, because I don't normally do things that sort of blatant, you know, but why not, you know, and so that was sort of on there, and I put up, for those who are interested, or if you go to just YouTube and type my name in James Spencer, there's a lot of little mini videos now for the albums and things, and you can see that little kind of little homage to West Side Story there.
Well, look, congratulations. A wonderful album, Nightfall, of course, available on CD Baby and also on iTunes as well. Do check it out. Just simply type in Nightfall. And you've got a blog available as well that you just recently put up, didn't you?
Yes, I have a website that is James, J-A-M-E-S, R, Spencer, SPENCER.com. And what's great about that, for those who are interested, is you can leave your email there. It has my whole music store, as well as all my blogs on where I'm performing and new albums coming up. Just released, for those who like classical too, just did a new classical album of a lot of the classical waltzes. I did four hand versions of all the ballets, and Nutcracker and Swan Lake and things like that, for those who like classic too. So,
fantastic.
Yes.
James, congratulations once again, and we're going to play the title track right now, Nightfall, on the Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
Jazzbo here. You're listening to Coop Cooper's Cocktail Nation. Check out more great sounds at waterlogwith2gs.com.
Summer journeys to Niagara and to other places aggravate all our cares. We'll save our fares. I've a cozy little flat in what is known as Old Manhattan. We'll settle down right here in town. We'll have Manhattan, the Bronx and Staten Island too. It's lovely going through the zoo. It's very fancy on Old Delancey Street, you know. The subway charms a soul when balmy breezes blow to and fro. And tell me what street compares with my street in July. Sweet push carts gently gliding by. The great big city's a wondrous toy, just made for a girl and boy. We'll turn Manhattan into an Isle of Joy.
Thank you.
The Cocktail Nation with Stolen Idols and Busy Port. Well, it certainly has been busy around here in the syndication department of the Cocktail Nation. Two new stations added to the list, and a full list of what station might be in your area. You can certainly check out my website for details as to where you can hear the radio show across the globe. Certainly, if there's a radio station or internet station you think we should be on, then please email me. You can shoot me a message, thecocktailnation@gmail.com. We want to spread that lounge sound far and wide as we possibly can. Left arm of Buddha now, and a monkey's affair.
We'll be right back. Cocktail Nation.
You try hard to be good and do the things you should. You give up everything that you enjoy. But if you slip a bit and your heart says this is it, that's a necessary evil, my boy. All your friends say you're a fool and you won't break any rules with all the saintly virtues you employ. Fling makes your soul begin to sing. That's a necessary evil, my boy. Well, a man sometimes has to sip of the grape, cast his eye on a lovely shape, then sometime a way to desire. If a man says he don't, he's not a man, he's a liar. So don't let yourself be sad if what looks good is bad. Reach out, accept the things that bring you joy. And when you feel inclined, it'll help to keep in mind that's a necessary evil, my boy. Well, a man sometime has to sip of the grape, cast his eye on a lovely shape, then sometime a way to desire. If a man says he don't, he's not a man, he's a liar. So don't let yourself be sad if what looks good is bad. Reach out, accept the things that bring you joy. Necessary evil, my boy. Cast his eye on a lovely shape, then sometime a way to desire. If a man says he don't, he's not a man, he's a liar. So don't let yourself be sad if what looks good is bad. Reach out, accept the things that bring you joy. A man has got to live.
Donation with Laura Ainsworth there, and Necessary Evil. It's all thanks to ultraswank.net, Coop Cooper. And an interesting thing happened this week, something that I rarely do. I unfriended somebody on Facebook, and it wasn't because of political postings, nudity, or overzealous religious or atheistic postings, trolling, none of those things really. I deleted this particular woman because she is a vintage Nazi, a hypocrite of the highest order, and the constant postings about how horrible modern life is, how nobody really gets vintage life apart from her, were grating, to say the least. Oh, and I have to add, these are all on Facebook. This keyboard jockey shut-in was the definition of self-righteousness and hypocrisy. A person who claimed she wanted to move to the country to have a more simple and authentic 1930s-style lifestyle, but I would imagine one of those prerequisites of this move would be a good internet connection. The reason I'm telling you this story is not to pick on the person, but to highlight a weirdness that exists sometimes within the retro persuasion, the retrophiles. I, for one, would consider myself a retrophile. However, I do know that it's the 21st century, and I quite enjoy the advantages that that has to offer. If it wasn't for the internet, I wouldn't have this successful show spread across the globe, and I certainly would not have met so many people like your good self. Do I wish I lived through the 40s, 50s, and 60s? Yeah, of course. If I had a time machine, would I transport myself back to 1962 and never come back? Well, of course. But here's the reality. It's 2014. I love vintage furniture. Clothes, cars, books, movies. And of course, when I say love, I mean true love, true dedication. That, however, does not mean that I need to place myself above others in the vintage stakes. It's not a competition, nor is life an exercise in vintage reenacting. And what this lady does is vintage reenacting. It's historical reenactment. The true retro lifestyle is a lifestyle within the bounds of the reality that we live in. It's not a competition for the best costume. A true retrophile wears clothes and not costumes, drives a classic car as a vehicle, not as a parade car, and lives in a house and not a museum. Here's Larry Gelb, and Love Walked In on the Cook Nation.
Thank you. Cocktail Nation.
Nation, Coop Cooper, thanks to ultraswank.net, Duke Ellington there, and Absinthe. Rat Pack crooner, Sammy Davis Jr.'s Little Black Book, featuring Hollywood stars like Barbara Streisand and Mickey Rooney, offers a rare glimpse of the singer's showbiz life. And the late megastar's personal dress book, which dates back from the 1980s, when his long career was a few decades away from his heyday in the 50s and 1960s. Reads like a who's who of superstardom, includes names and addresses of the likes of Sidney Poitier, Michael Jackson, and even tennis star Bjorn Borg. Perhaps one of the most unusual names listed in the book is that of US Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, who allegedly had an affair with his wife. Now, Los Angeles-based auction house Nate DeSantis is selling off the spiral-bound book filled out by the singer, and the minimal bid is just $4,000 if you happen to have that in your back pocket. One of the numbers that I came across there as I was flicking through this, and it's fascinating. I thought, I wonder if any of these numbers actually work. Because some people often stay in the same place for many, many years. And I suppose if you're a celebrity and you find this book has been released and your name's in there, you might probably want to change your phone number. One number I'm interested in, which I think might still be active, is that of Clint Eastwood, still working today. Very busy fella. He's put out so many great movies. I'd love to have a chat with him. Let's give him a call.
There's no one here but Smith, Wesson, and me. I bet you're dying to hang up and not leave a message. But dying ain't much of a living, boy. So go ahead. Make my day.
Well, there you go. I didn't expect a voicemail like that. Anyway, time for a look at the world of swank now, thanks to pastimealbumclocks.com. Coming up October 10, Mod Palm Springs, mod-palmsprings.com for some more details on this event. DJ Baz plays Wednesday nights, 8 p.m. through to midnight on the patio of Azul 369 North Canyon Palm Drive, Palm Springs, California. You can see the Star Bar's Drew Groove Star shining every first Saturday, 639 Morrison. Martini Kings got some gigs right through to the end of August. You can check these out online. They're going to be playing at the Tonga Hut in Palm Springs. Got those details on my website. And Tiki Aki Orchestra, September 6th, plus New Year's Eve. Jack Crosley's Hoss World, second Tuesday of every month. This is over at Otto's Shrunken Head. At Tiki Oasis, Beat Tiki, Dig That Crazy Scene, August 14. These gigs and many, many more on the net, cocktailnation.net. Here's George Shearing. I Remember April.
No stopping him.
Asleep beneath your wedding dress, dreams fill the room. Sweet honeysuckle beneath a bone-wet moon. Bring the house lights down, bring on the rodeo clowns. UFOs in the sky, going down again. This is how it ends again. Bring the house lights down. Bring on the rodeo clowns. Beautiful noises going down again. Beautiful noises to me.
Cucuba Narco Lounge Combo there, and Beautiful Losers. Next week on the show, we head to Japan to talk to Kenny Sasaki. He's swinging by to talk about his latest album release. Gonna leave you now with Vince Guaraldi on the Cocktail Nation. Stay up.